Chapter 1. A Closer Look. Everyone wants a better life, a better car, better house, fresher air. We all desire the good things of life. The sad truth is only a handful of us actually turn that wishful thinking into reality. The rest of us keep hoping and praying for a miracle, wishing that money would start falling from the sky or start growing on our porch. A popular misconception. We keep doing the same thing over and over again and expect different results. As an employee within an organization, we tend to stay forever waiting for a miracle raise and that there will be no downsizing of the company. Well, you probably have no control over this fate. We constantly live in fear of tomorrow's issues. Sometimes, due to those fears, we take another job and have little or no time to sustain it. The truth? Trading time for money is simply not good enough. Increasing the amount of time doing the wrong thing doesn't make it right. Remember, increasing your income also increases your taxes and expenses. What if something happens to you? What if your kids have an emergency? Would this little cocoon you feel safe on the right now be your saving grace? Does being intelligent make you rich? Well, a lot of us will probably whine and say, "But I'm not intelligent enough." A lot of us associate intelligent quotient, IQ, with income and have these perceptions based on most intelligent people are wealthy. Yes, it is true that most average income earners are actually of the high intelligent quotient, IQ, but this alone does not give credit to that theory. Studies have shown that most exceptionally intelligent people who seem to hit it hard very quickly in life actually become very poor almost at the same time. This means that you don't need to be intelligent to become highly successful. Do not fall for such tales. What is money? Since intelligence is not related to being rich, you may wonder what I do mean by these value of wealth. To a lot of misguided fellows, money is a means of measurement. It is a general feeling that money is the amount stored up in the bank by sacrificing off nature's gifts and desires. Well, that kind of wealth is not what is discussed here. Money in this context is an idea set in motion. It is that idea backed up by willpower and confidence, nurtured, preserved upon until it turns into a success. Does money make you rich? An idea obviously cannot make you rich except it is put to good use. The appalling sight is seeing people every day, slaving for more and more money through the wrong process, but still at the same point in life, despite being with an increased level of income. This is because there is an increased workload associated with the level of income, and also inevitable, an increase in financial depth. Spending a lot of time at a job or handling two jobs just to get a feel for the money will not get you that financial freedom. It will only end you up in the hospital with heart diseases brought on by stress. Picture this. Mr. James has quite a lot saved up for a livestock business he wishes to venture in. He invests in the building, he buys the equipment and every state-of-the-art gadget he requires. He spends a lot of his money buying all this but fails to invest in livestock training lessons. Soon, his business begins to crumble. He runs into debt and finally into the poorhouse, dejected and still quite clueless about where he failed. Obviously, no one wants to be like Mr. James, but then again and again, a lot of us go through this stage in life, and we walk in his footsteps, clueless about the folly of our actions. You don't need to be a mathematics guru or the greatest medical doctor on earth to make it in life. What you need to do is read the instructions in this book, follow it, and I wish only to see you at the top. Chapter 2. Principles of Financial Intelligence. In order to gain financial freedom, you have to understand the principles governing the world of finance. First of all, what is financial intelligence? Financial intelligence is a state of mind. It is doing the right things at the right time and the right way to attract wealth and plenty in your life. Financial intelligence also refers to a type of business intelligence tapered in the knowledge and skills for investing finance and accounting principles in the business world. It is relevant that to attain financial freedom, you must, first of all, gain all knowledge required for that success. The principles listed here are the unwritten rules and the basis of any successful business in the world. It is what distinguishes the rich from the poor. Step 1. Do not work for money. Let it work for you. A lot of us have come across this phrase at one time in our life, but only a select few fully understand and put this rule to practice. To make money work for you, you need to understand how money works, its pros and cons. You have to understand the market system of money, its uses, its alliances, and enemies.